Unit 3. Nigeria town celebrates claim as twins capital of world. The sign greeting visitors at the entrance of Igbo Ora in southwest Nigeria welcomes people to twins capital of the world. The sleepy-looking town boasts of having the highest concentration of multiple births of any place on the globe. To celebrate its self-proclaimed title, the town hosts an annual festival, now in its second year, that draws hundreds of sets of twins from around the country. Donning different traditional clothes and costumes, the twins, male and female, old, young, and even newborn, sang and danced at the latest edition last month to the appreciation of an admiring audience. "We feel elated that we are being honored today," Kehinde Durowoju, a 40-year-old twin, said as he hugged his identical brother, Taiwo. "With this event, the whole world will better appreciate the importance of Ibeji, twins, as special children and gifts from God." Around them, twins moved in procession to show off their colorful outfits as magic displays and masquerades also entertained the crowds. Population experts say the Yoruba-speaking Southwest has one of the highest twinning rates in Nigeria. Statistics are difficult to come by, but a study by British gynecologist Patrick Nylander between 1972 and 1982 recorded an average of 45 to 50 sets of twins per 1,000 live births in the region. That compares to a twin birth rate of 33 per every 1,000 births in the United States, according to the National Center for Health Statistics. Igbo Ora is the epicenter of the phenomenon in the West African country. Residents in the town, some 100 kilometers north of Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos, say that almost every family has some twins. Traditional leader Jimo Olahide Titiloye knows all about this special quirk. "I am a twin, my wife is a twin, and I have twins as children," he said. "There is hardly any household in this town which does not have at least a set of twins." He said the festival on October 19th was aimed at promoting Igbo Ora as the foremost twins tourism destination in the world, and that efforts were underway to get the town listed in the Guinness Book of Records. Prominent Yoruba ruler, the Alafin of Oyo, Oba Lamidi Adeyemi, said the festival is a celebration of culture and recognition of Ibeji as special children in Yoruba land. He said the birth of twins usually heralds peace, progress, prosperity, and good luck to their parents, adding that parents should always take good care of them. But while twins are seen as a blessing by many today, that has not always been the case in parts of southern Nigeria. In pre-colonial times, twins were often regarded as evil and were either banished to the evil forest or killed. Scottish missionary Mary Slessor is widely credited with helping to curb the practice in the late 19th century. Scientists have not said definitively why Igbo Ora has such a high number of twins. Local residents have a theory that it is down to the diet of women in the town. "Our people eat okra leaf or ilasa soup with yam and amala, cassava flour," community leader Samuel Adewuyi Adeleye said. Yams are believed to contain gonadotropins, a chemical substance that helps women to produce multiple eggs. "The water we drink also contributes to the phenomenon," Adeleye added. Fertility experts are skeptical, and point to another explanation. They say there is no proven link between diet and the high birth rate, with the same food being consumed across the region. It's a genetic thing, said Emmanuel Akinyemi, the medical director of Lagos-based Estate Clinic. I think the gene for multiple births is in the region, and this has been passed on from generation to generation.